So I noticed that on stage, of course, that, I mean, y'all have a really great interaction with each other. And it's, I think it's really terrific that basically it is a two-man show. It really feels like that, that you're really enjoying each other's company on stage and that you're showcasing each other as well. I think that that really comes off.
Yeah, that's really what we're aiming at. You know, there's a lot of music written for violin and piano, and there's a lot of possibilities for violin and piano. It's not a full band, it's not an orchestra, but there's so much possibility within that sound of the piano and the four strings of a violin. So we like to expand that, and we like to play on each other. How to create those kind of noises, you know, of those sounds. And it's great to collaborate with someone that, like, you know, it's like we can read each other's minds now after playing. You know, I could do something and he'd catch me. I'd look over and, you know, he'd already catch me. You know, it's great. It really is fantastic.
Yeah, it's something that we've really sort of been developing over the past several years, and just kind of creating a sound that feels like our own. And, you know, we each do, as you saw, we do our own original arrangements of solo pieces, but there's something really exhilarating when we come together and we arrange something as a duo. We both bring our various ideas to the table, and we put it together, and there's something that just clicks. So we love working together. It's a lot of fun.
So speaking of
what's that? We're just broing out here.
So speaking of the arrangements too, I mean, the second half of the concert was a lot of arrangements of popular song material, and you know, I'm wondering, did y'all kind of grow up? Because I grew up like a musical omnivore, right? I mean, yes. I listened to classical, yes. I listened to jazz, I listened to rock and blues and everything like that. Is that kind of how y'all were growing up as well?
For me, absolutely, definitely grew up listening to all kinds of music. And I'm so grateful that happened, because I feel like it's all ingrained in my blood. I love all kinds of music and always enjoyed exploring them. Yeah.
For me, it happened later in life. You know, my mom's a violinist, and my parents listened to, you know, classical music. Three tenors was always playing, and that was as much pop as I got. And it wasn't until I was like 10 or 11, around that time, where I got into, you know, I knew who the Beatles were, at least. You know, I didn't know who they were before that. And then I from there, I just went into this classic rock zone and blues. And I was this young kid, I'd go to all these shows down in Austin.
Yeah, you're in Austin, yeah.
Yeah, and I was not allowed in those places at the time. But, you know, I just wanted to see them. And it's just such a great raw scene down there, and that's what I draw a lot of my inspiration from, is I guess home for me. But otherwise, classic rock is something I love.
And what makes a song ripe for something that you want to arrange?
That's a good question.
Something that fits us, you know, fits us, and also can tell a story. Because a lot of songs can be very repetitive without the lyrics. If it doesn't have the lyrics, it can just be very, very repetitive, and, you know. But if you can make something without lyrics, if we could create something without lyrics that stands for the lyrics, mm-hmm. and makes people understand the piece itself, that's when we think that song works, you know.
Yeah.
If we don't need to sing one word, and we just play the melody and they understand it, that's our goal.
Sometimes it's just a very small germ of an idea that's in a tune. Like when I first heard that Britney Spears song, you know, it was my second year at Juilliard, and there was this flat two chord, you know, like the classical musicians would call it a Neapolitan chord.
Oh,
and
Neapolitan chord.
And I remember thinking, like, hey, that's pretty hip, and it went from a 5 of 5 to a flat two, and I was like, hey, that's pretty hip for Britney's song. And so it was just those two chords that got me thinking about it. And then I sat down at piano, figured out how to play it, and then started changing it and altering it and varying it. And then it actually, it was Charles who encouraged me to turn it into the whole arrangement. Originally, it was just me playing those two chords.
Yeah, it was great.
It's fantastic. I love the arrangement of it, you know. And it's, I mean, the original is catchy tune, you know. And then this is, you know, it just really is the way you go to town on it and everything. and the, I mean, just the fills that you add and stuff are terrific.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who are some of the violinists that you listen to that you've really been influenced by over the years? Could be jazz, could be blues, could be classical. Who do you like?
Violinists.
Yeah.
There's so many. I mean, like I said, growing up, it was very classical, and Itzhak Proman was, you know, I had all of Itzhak Proman's CDs, you know, and of course he teaches at Juilliard. Peter's actually played with him, and he went to the summer festival as well. But growing up, Itzhak Proman, you know, and of course, throughout the years, you know, you go back to Heifetz, you go back to Oistrakh, my teacher, Glenn Dichterow. There's so many great players. And then you see the other side of violin playing, you know, a non-classical side. You look at, like, Stéphane Grappelli, Jean-Luc Ponty, although Stéphane Grappelli, that kind of gypsy violin is really great. But, you know, the pioneer of the electric violin of Jean-Luc Ponty, you know, it's really incredible. I also play electric violin. And people like that today, there's some great violinists out there. Everyone is so, you know, these violinists are better than they've ever been in the past years, you know, technically and with the ideas as well. So I'm really happy to be amongst great company today.
Cool.
You know?
And so, you know, where what do you hope to carry forth in your, you know, is the typical job interview question right now. In 5 years, what do you hope to be doing, you know?
I mean, how close am I to my job that you...
You're hired.
Yes.
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, Charles and I working together as a duo, we've just recently finished recording for an album. We're in post right now. So we'll be releasing that and a lot of other video content and stuff within the next year. And I think we're hoping to really continue to just develop our sound and play together and just take what we love to do on the road. But that being said, we also do we do all kinds of stuff. And Charles works a lot with dancers. He's worked with Misty Copeland and all the top dancers. And and you know, I enjoy working with singers as well. So you know, we love to keep our musical palette broad.
Yeah.
But there's something real special when we get to play together, and we're hoping to make that, you know, more of a regular thing. Charles, want to add anything?
You took the words out of my mouth, brother.
All right, thank you both very much for your artistry and for sharing it with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you so much.